And on the line, we've got Senator Lydia Thorpe. And Senator Lydia Thorpe is going to talk to us about the rally to stop the demolition of public housing. You're actually a person who came from public housing, Lydia.
Yes, I did. Came from a really beautiful, supportive, safe community environment where we all looked after one another. I lived in 253 Hoddle Street, high rise. I went to the daycare downstairs at the bottom there, I think is a neighbourhood house now. Played on the basketball courts in the back, went to Collingwood High. Like, it was a thriving community, and I still have those friendships from you know, way back then.
It's really important, public housing, isn't it?
Well, it's a basic human right. You know, we're in a crisis in this country when it comes to homelessness, housing, cost of living. And I've seen, you know, in the last 20 years, my neighbourhoods that I've always been a part of getting rid of public housing and replacing them with private developers, you know, new formations of housing. I fought for the Northcote Walker Street flats to not be demolished. I used to go to my auntie's in Noon Street, Clifton Hill, after school. Like, it's all gone.
Yeah.
And they promise us a couple of little units here and there, but we know that is not the reality.
It's not just that. It's multi-million dollar apartments to people who can live anywhere.
That's right. And why are they moving people out of the city? What is this really about? Is it about gentrifying the city to move grassroots people out? I think it's absolutely a disgrace, and the Labor government should be ashamed of themselves. There's no such thing as community housing. It's a twist of our words. Public housing. There's no alternative to public housing. Public housing should be in public hands, and we need to be looking after people in this country and selling this land off without consent, by the way, stolen land. There is a treaty going on in this state. So there needs to be a process where traditional owners have free, client-informed consent before any Crown land is sold off. And this should be part of this conversation because we, you know, we're happy to take the land back and we're happy to look after people like we always do. So I think, you know, Jacinta Allen, you know, she doesn't care about the people, the grassroots communities in this state. She just wants to move everyone out. And I've heard some terrible stories from people, particularly at Walker Street, young people in Year 12 that had to be displaced during their studies. I've heard from non-Aboriginal elders where they've lived in these places for decades and decades, and they've created supports around them, next-door neighbours that go to the chemist to get medication, get them a feed when they need it. When you move people away from environments like that, people get sick. So what is the cost-benefit analysis of displacing people who are connected?
The Walker Street estate in particular is just really sends shivers down my spine. That particular place was so beautifully laid out. And when it was first put up, it was put in a location on that sort of nook of the river going up towards High Street Hill. It was built there when nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted it, right? And then all of a sudden it becomes something that's a primary location for well-heeled people who want to have a close to inner city location. And like you said, it had a whole community holding people together in a suburb that is built on community.
That's right. It's, you know, it's a second phase of a land grab, if you like.
Yeah.
Get rid of all the public housing and move people out into areas that don't have the same infrastructure, don't have the same support, and they've lost the people that they've lived next door to or that their kids have played down in the, you know, in the car park with for the last decade or so. So it's completely ripping the heart out of communities, and it's dispossessing people, and you know, I've heard of anxiety, of depression, of impact to people's lives. It's just devastating.
I just can't get over the fact that the state government can just make an announcement that they're going to knock down these 44 towers. I went past the one down in South Melbourne, and it, you know, I was calculating, like, there's about 30 levels. There must be about 10 apartments on each level. That's at least 300 households that are being relocated. This is one tower. Where are these people supposed to go? Like you said, in a housing crisis, it's all too expensive. And it was just mentioned recently that something like there's only 10 medium level locations in Australia where anybody who's renting can actually afford to rent. So, I mean, what is the government's plan, really?
Well, I don't think they have one. I think this is completely not thought through, and they haven't looked at the impact on people's lives, people's health. This is displacing, what, over 10,000 residents?
Amazing.
And they're about to destroy almost 7,000 homes.
It's really bizarre.
It's outrageous, and she needs to, Jacinta Allen needs to turn the decision around, keep people safe in their homes, keep people well, keep people connected, rather than with a stroke of a pen, absolutely destroy the very essence of what a thriving community looks like.
Thanks for...
She needs to be safe with herself.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. She needs to look at herself. Thanks.
And we need to fight this. We need to get on the streets, we need to fight it, and we need to save public housing.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Lydia.
Thanks for having me.